Blog Talk Radio.
Just to behold his face one day, to stand in the presence of the King, that's all I want him to do, is to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Take me to the King,
I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm altered down, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon to you this song. Take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So let me chasing after you. Oh, no rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. Don't have much to bring. My heart. Don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering.
Take me to
season's past. It's time to make a change.
Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another edition of Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Smallwood. She'll be coming up shortly, guys, but you better give God some praise and be excited about this wonderful day today. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys, for being with us today. Those listening live and those listening later on, appreciate you so much. We're just excited about Dr. Smallwood being with us today. Hey, your heart matters, and the apostle is going to bring it to you today from the Word of God. We thank God for her again today. Yeah. Yes, yes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know about Apostle Smallwood, ladies and gentlemen, she is an awesome wife and mother. 3 adult children and 7 grandchildren. Praise the Lord. She is a grandmother and a minister of the gospel, ladies and gentlemen, and a registered nurse and a wonderful mentor to her community. She also is saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. You better stop and give God some praise for that one right there. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Apostle Smallwood is on radio. She's on television, ladies and gentlemen. She has spoken all across the globe. She currently oversees the ministries in the state of Iowa in the USA and in Uganda, Africa, and has many spiritual sons and daughters as well that she mentors and keeps on track in Jesus' name. Hey, serves as a minister, chaplain, a mentor, and for the people's resource. With a listening ear, she is a great, great advocate for the people. She is a mental life health coach, wellness coach, motivational speaker, empowerment speaker, and she's an advocate and counselor for domestic violence and suicide prevention. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to present to you today Apostle Dr. Susia Smallwood on Matters of the Heart. Welcome, Apostle, for your program.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you.
Hallelujah. It's a great day. God bless you.
Yes, it is, Apostle. This is a wonderful day.
Yes,
God bless
yes.
you. Yes,
wonderful day. Glory to God. God bless you, man of God. Let's give it up for Dr. Vaughn on this morning. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his life today. We bless the Lord. God is good. He's so good. He's so good.
Yes, he is, Apostle.
What an
yes.
awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. We thank God today for having this means that we can get the gospel out. We thank God for this broadcast. We thank God for Dr. Barnes showing up each time, one time, whether we are or not, to carry on and know exactly what to do until we are there. So we thank God for having men and women in place to assist when it is necessary. But we bless the Lord and we honor God. I thank you, Dr. Vaughn, for all that you do for so many. I honor you, man of God. I bless the Lord today. I thank God who is my, he's my all in all. He's my Savior. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I thank him for allowing me to see another day, a brand new day. He allowed all of us to see. This is the day that the Lord has made. So we bless your name today, God. We thank you, God, for another chance to get it right. Lord, we thank you today for another chance, God, to get honest with ourselves. We thank you today, God, for another opportunity, God, to not be ashamed, but to come before you naked. Already know all things and can see all things, but God, help us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, God. We thank you today, God, for the airways, God. We thank you for the technology, God. We thank you for the hands of God and the minds that operated, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for matters of the heart, God. We bless your name today, God. Worthy. Worthy. You're worthy, God. You are so worthy today, God. Thank you that those things are happening all around, God. We know that we have an all-sufficient God today, that he takes care of his own. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Because you chose us while we were, before we was in our mother's womb. You already knew what we would be doing today. So, Father, we thank you today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus to repent of our sins today, God, by omission and of commission, God. Every trespass, God. Every iniquity, God. Lord, we ask your forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you today. Thank you, God, for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're yet going to do, God. Lord, help us, oh God, to walk closer to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Closer walk. Closer walk, God. Lord, help us to come closer that we may be able to hear your voice, God, and get rid of the noise. God, help us to be able to understand what you're saying in this hour to us, God, and not what the world is saying, God, because they're saying so many things. But God, help us to be able to identify your still small voice and to know that you are the giver of all good and perfect gifts. We thank you, God, for salvation. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that died on Calvary's cross for our sins and for the sins of this world. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for sin. The Holy Spirit, the comforter. It brings enlightenment that leads and guides us to all truth. We thank you today, God, family, for our friends, for those, oh God, that are trying to do the work of ministry. We bless them today, God, wherever they are. We pray for Israel today. We pray for the sick and the shut-in today, God. We pray for our world leaders today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would lead and guide them, that you would speak through them, oh God, the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus, even now, God. Satan, you have no power. You're a defeated foe. We place you in your rightful position under our feet in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray right now in Jesus' name that you would have your way. Speak as only you can. Heavenly Father, I decrease that the Holy Spirit may increase. Have your way, God, on this line. Matters of the heart. Father, change hearts today, God. Mend the brokenhearted, God. Comfort the hearts, oh God, that are mourning today, God. Convert the hearts, oh God, that have not been transformed in the mighty name of Jesus. Reclaim those, oh God, that are backslidden. Oh God, we just thank you for your word. Let your word, oh God, do what it is sent out to do. It will not return void. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, we pray these and all prayers in Jesus' name. And I pray, Father, even for my husband. I thank God for his life today, God. Tomorrow, thank you, Lord Jesus. Tomorrow, God. 5 years of marriage. I thank God. God, because it was you, God. You did it. You did it, God. You did it. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that we are still standing strong. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, and I bless your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. All hallelujah. God is a good God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Glad in it. I'm already glad in it. I was glad this morning. When he woke me up, I was glad. When I was able to open my eyes, I was glad. When I was able to speak, I was glad. When I found out I could get out of bed on my own, I was glad. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm glad today because I got a Savior that sits high, but he looks low, and he's concerned about the things that concerns us in our heart. So, Father, we thank you today. We honor you today. So today we're going to come out of the book of Matthew, out of one of the Gospels, and that is Matthew, the first Gospel. We're coming out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Glory to God. God, out of the Gospel of Matthew, and this is Jesus speaking. In God, it says, and it reads thusly, chapter 6, verse 25. It says, therefore I say unto you, no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, or yet your body, what you shall put on. It is not the life of the meat, body, hold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. They grow. Toil not, do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore of the field today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith. So what it means, O ye of little faith, is O you of little faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we be clothed? For all these things Gentiles seek. None Jews, the Father knoweth. You have need of all these things. But seek the kingdom of God, his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought. Tomorrow shall to the day. evil thereof. And that ends my reading. So at, in verse 25, it said, therefore I say unto you, and this is Jesus, and this is talking about worry and anxiety. And God tells us not to worry. I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Instead of saying ye, I'm saying you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, because it's a different translation, what you shall put on. Not more than meat, the body. How many of us, many times, we start thinking about our next meal before we finish the meal that we're eating? I wonder what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. But you haven't had breakfast. And first of all, before you did any of all of that, pray and thank God for allowing you to see another day. But you're wondering about your meal, but your first meal should be the word of God. That's what you should feed on first in the morning so that it will order your steps during the day and you won't have to worry about dinner. Because it tells you, even in this reading, that God already knows what you have need of. Before we speak it, he said we can come boldly to the throne of grace, but he already knows before we get there. And not only that, he's already made a way. He's a way maker. He is our provider. Say unto you, take no thought of it. Don't sit around worrying about things that you cannot change. That's part of the 12 steps for Alcoholic Anonymous. You can't, don't work on things you can't change. Change the things that you can. Thought for your life. Add not one day to your life. What he shall eat or what he shall drink for your body, what you shall put on. Because life is so much more than meat and your body is more than raiment. Because he said present your body as a living sacrifice. And your body is the Holy Spirit. Your body is the vessel that God uses in the earth. So much more than what you wear, but more about what you carry around in your heart. What is your spirit? What is your attitude? How many people do you care about other than yourself? I don't want you to get caught up in that. And I'm going to give you some reasons why we should not worry. Life is more than me. Is more than clothes. Pin it down. It's not greater than materials. What's a life than material things? Because those are the things that dust and moth will corrupt. Not greater than the fowls whom God feeds without their labor. They don't labor at all, the birds in the air, but still God feeds them. Worry cannot change. Can do about sicknesses and diseases. It can elevate your blood pressure. It can cause your hair to start to thin out, and it can cause all kind of dysfunction in your internal organs. Worry can be detrimental to your health. It's like a silent killer, and that coming from the mouth of a registered nurse over 40 years, and I still am a professor. So I'm telling you, some things you just need to turn it over to the Lord and trust in God. We're not going to have the answer. But sure, if you cast your care on him, he is the answer. You're not casting your cares out in the street. You ain't casting them on your neighbor. But if you cast your cares on God, he first cared for you. Cast your cares on him because he will take care of your needs because he know of them before you ever say it. Word cannot change the body. And that's verse 27. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? You're not going to get taller or shorter. You ain't going to add length to your days by worry. Men are better than plants. not worry about clothing. Pants don't worry about no clothing. And that's in verse 28-30. God clothes the grass of the field today, and it's gone tomorrow in the oven. God's providence is over all creation. Not only birds and plants, never buy, sell, manufacture, or labor anything, but God still hear them. Worry is useless, sinful, not be tolerated. You don't tolerate it. How do you not tolerate it? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If you're seeking the kingdom, you're not caught up in worry. Because when you seek God and you start, when you cast it and give it to God, then God will give you a peace about it, and you can walk in that peace that God has given you, knowing within yourself, because God will let you know it is well. Got this. I got you. Will let you know. You'll have a peace about it. But you have no peace if you're walking around worrying about how this is going to turn out, how that is going to turn out, and you don't have no control over any of it. God is in control. That's a fact. That's not a cliche. That is a truth. God is in control. He created it. He's in control of it. He created us. The days, how many days? Our days are numbered. God is in control. We don't add the numbers to our days. Even Hezekiah couldn't do it. He can add years. In control. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not. Do they reap? They don't gather nothing in barns, but their heavenly Father feeds them. So we are their own sons and daughters. So he would feed the birds of the air, all of the air. What more wouldn't a heavenly Father, who is full of love and compassion, so much so that he gave his only begotten Son? Ever believed in himself, have everlasting life. He gave him. That's how much he loved us. He had to give his only. He didn't have to do it. It was the love. Love of God. Jesus didn't have to die on that cross. He loved us enough. We got to trust in God that loved us enough to give his only Son. Gave his very best. His very best for us. Jesus gave us his best. He gave us eternal life. He gave us the right to have eternal life. Because without Jesus dying on the cross, we wouldn't have a chance of salvation. He was the only perfect sacrifice. To behold the fowls of the air. So which of you by taking thought can... Are you going to grow any taller? Are you going to get any shorter? Can you say, oh, I'm going to live to be 120? Well, that may be a projection, and that may be a good thought that you have, and that's a positive thing that you're saying, but more than likely, it's an untrue statement. Not saying that it is not possible, but the only one that knows whether it's possible or not is God himself. Again, you still wouldn't know that. God knows all things. So there's certain things we do can... habits and our lifestyles can absolutely lead to premature death. We understand that health-wise and otherwise, even the way you live your life according to the word of God, salvation and knowing God, it seems like to me people that have faith in God and trust in God and live a godly life and speak the word and speak positive to me, they have a different glow. Even when they're sick, they have a different attitude about it. Seems like even though they're sick, they still want to talk about God. They still want to talk about his goodness. They still want to talk about how what God has done for them and how God loves them and what God is going to do and how faithful God is. We have a different attitude, the way we look at things from a different perspective than a person that do not have an intimate relationship with God. The world don't know God. They are carnal-minded. They like the things of the world. They think like the world, and the father is their daddy. Father, eternal. I'm not dealing with that carnal stuff. I'll listen to so much, and after that, I'll shut you down just like I shut a door. It's just like you wasn't even there. Because if you take all that mess in, that's not God. So if you trust God, you can't deal with people that don't believe. Because after a while, you should not ever be trying to persuade someone to believe. If you've given them the word of God, God never beat nobody down with the word to try to make them believe. These are the words of Jesus. We're not supposed to beat nobody down to make them believe. We give them the word of God. Now, that you still have a choice. We have a free will, whether you will accept the word of God, that Jesus is the Son of God, that he did live in the earth, that he did perform signs, wonders, and miracles and raise the man from the dead, and he was crucified. He was buried. He was resurrected. He ascended, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. That's up to you if you believe it, but it is a truth that I will side with. Anything else? False doctrine. Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Nothing no more beautiful than looking at the flowers. Even as you drive along the roadside, you see on the side of the road all different colors of flowers. I mean, they are absolutely gorgeous. I still buy fresh flowers from my home. I have my vases, and I had someone just ask me last week, why are you buying fresh flowers? I said, because it's God's creation. It's God's creation, and it brings beauty and life inside of your home. So to see the different colors, and I've set them on my table in my living room, and as I pass by, I said, look at God. Only God can do that. And man does everything. God created, even the grass. God created it. So we don't need to be worried. So I'm going to tell you some things now. This is what it is. It's sinful. Worry is sinful, and worry produces fear. And God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So worry to the point that you're fearing. My God, he said, I'm your provider. Whatever you need, ask in faith and you don't doubt. Do it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Lean to your understanding of a thing because you don't have it. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And I'll direct your path. Whatever it is that you need, I'll show you where to go to get it. I'll put someone in your path. They will have your answer. Because God still is the answer, even if he uses other people. He is your answer. He is your answer. A disease causing. Hear that again. Worrying. Because it is a disease that causes other ills. As I said earlier, it absolutely does. It causes premature aging, too. You'll be white. Your head will be just as white as an old person, and yet you're young because you're worried until you got wrinkles all over your skin because it causes premature aging. It really wears your organs down. Borrowing trouble that cannot be paid back. So why would you borrow trouble and not pay back? Worrying, you ain't doing nothing but borrowing trouble that you can't pay. You can't fix it no way. God fixed it. Brooding over what may not even happen anyway, but you done built this thing up to be a monster in your mind, so you just know that you got the answer, and guess what? You're just as wrong can be. But you made it a mountain when it really was nothing but a mustard. Our mountains to God is a mustard seed. It's really nothing. If we really believe, able to speak to that mountain to be removed. And we can call those things that are not as though they were, even when we're going through things, and we all go through things sometimes. And yes, sometimes, I'm not lying, for me, yeah, sometimes it really starts to get to me. But one thing I'm always sure of, always say this to my husband. I said, but God will make a way. I said, at the appointed time, I will lack nothing. Nothing. You gotta say it, decree it, you gotta declare it. All sufficient God. So we are joint heirs. We have, if you know you're in Christ, you are joint heir. Have access. I'm just a believer that I look at things, I say, this is a tight month. Sometimes I say that. Because there are things that are outside of the norm. And I don't have money to pay it. I do. But I also know I got to use some restraint this month because there are some additional things that we know must take place in this month. I still trust God that no matter what additional comes, that God will provide the additional income. And I still will have always have access to finances. Always within my reach. I will never, ever walk around and say, oh, I don't have any money. I have money. Money. Because my father is not broke. My heavenly father is not broke. Just because you don't see it, I have favor of God also. Favor of God. And sometimes favor is better than money. I still will get the same results that you're going to get with your money because I'll get my debt wiped out. You'll go in and with your money and pay yours off. Well, guess what? Well, mine was debt cancellation. So either way, baby, trust my God. My God. Trust in God. It's not about how many people brag about what they got, how big a car they got, what their bank account look like, how big their house is. All of that may be true, but at the end of the day, leave here one day and then none of that going with them, just like we are, whether you have and the have not. God reigns on the just and the unjust. He created all of us. Just and righteous God. Worrying also is a burden. From tomorrow, others who carry it. Worry is a burden. Borrow it from tomorrow and others who carry it. Create trouble, misery, death, and lead to death. So you need to trust in God. Trust in God. I know things sometimes, we are very visual people. We see things, man, I sure would like to have that. Man, I sure would. Just because you see somebody with something, you don't know the worry and the weight on their shoulders they're carrying because they have that thing. So I don't want nobody else's burdens and weight on me. Because you see somebody, they may be driving a Rolls Royce or a Maserati, I don't care. For the day, I don't want the burden of that payment on me because if I have transportation to take me where I need to go, I'm not trying to impress nobody. I want to please God, but I'm not trying to impress God because you cannot impress God. What you drive don't mean nothing because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I hate to say this, but I'm going to remind you, you still going to be in that wagon and you're only going to occupy that length. Now, how much you have, you're going to be taken to a plot or you're going to be cremated and you're going to own the length that they give you for that grave site. And that's going to be it. That's all you going to carry. None of your money, none of your Lexus, none of that stuff matters. Seek ye of God and his righteousness. When you have that, you got everything. Jehovah Jireh as your provider. Getting the wrong thing for the wrong reason because of what something looked like. Don't you know you could be seeking something and that person could be dying? When you seek the things that they have, you also seek also every spirit that they carry. You make sure you know every demonic spirit on them. You're pursuing it and chasing after it instead of seeking God, seeking the kingdom, seeking a relationship with God, seeking to know him better, seeking to get in the word, study the word. What you seek after, watch it. What you seek after, things can cause your death. You get all of the wealth. Oh, I sure wish I could hit the lottery. Okay, hit it, and then go completely crazy. And most of you go get into some of everything that you shouldn't be in. You're not getting to do anything kingdom-minded anyway. I said, so you get it and become a plum fool. That's, yeah, I said it, a plum fool. And then next thing you know, you drink yourself to death or you overdose yourself to death, but you won't do nothing to help the poor, the hungry, the widows, and the orphans. And you certainly won't help those struggling ministries that's trying to help people in different countries and trying to bring them to safety. So when God blesses you, you've got to know how to handle, manage God places in your hand. God can't trust you with little. Don't be asking God for nothing grandiose because it's not going to happen. You've got to be faithful over a few things. Stop complaining about the size of something until you can manage it well, and then God will send the increase. It says it creates misery and death. Oh, you're miserable because you're worried to death and you can't sleep at night and got bags under your eyes, a burden bar. Did I not say it? Hadn't even got here, but it's a weight that causes premature death. It does. You look at some people, they say, I bet you don't know how old I am. I be scared to say anything. I looked at them, I said, no, I said, I can't guess. I said, you better tell me because, you know, I'm trying to be nice as I can because if I said what I really see, it would hurt their feelings. I said, no, you better go ahead on and tell me. So I just keep my mouth closed. Look, you go ahead and say it because, look, if I say it, I got to tell you the truth so you're not going to like me after that. No way. So I said, you know, you better tell me. But I'm telling you, they wear their age like they're wearing clothes. I mean, yeah, I got my portfolio. I got this many million, that many, and it shows, too, because you're not doing nothing to help nobody. All you're doing is going around bragging. Bragging is a bad thing. Pride comes before destruction. So I'd rather be right where I am with God as my provider. I lack nothing. Absolutely nothing. I lack nothing. Not broke. I'm not walking around with millions, but God provides everything I need. Everything I need, I have. If I don't have it right in the house, I got access to it. Thank the Lord that he's just a good God. It caused mental and physical suicide. That's what worry does. So I want you to hear me clearly that you need to trust in God so that you don't end up taking your own life worrying about things that you cannot change. You take things upon yourself like you're great and you're big and you're bad, but you don't have salvation. You don't have the Holy Spirit. So you don't have nothing to lead and guide you. You have no peace whatsoever. And you are being destroyed from the inside out. And you don't even have the wisdom to understand what is doing to you. Worry will kill you or cause you to kill yourself. He would have done it. Don't back for stupid stuff. Did not know God. Still did not know God. You died in sin. Christ into their heart as their Savior. So you better think about it. And I hope I am putting something on your mind because I want to. Because you got to get your heart right. get your heart right with God, then you won't be sitting up there coveting everything you see somebody else with. I want what you got. Bless you. If I can help you, I will. But I don't covet what God has done for you. Because what he has for me is specifically for me. And nothing you got will ever change God's mind about what he has for me. Change his mind. What he has for me is still mine no matter what you got. He's still going to deliver. Quit worrying. Because worrying is grave digger has no sympathy. Worrying is a grave digger has no sympathy. But that's exactly the way it leads you to the grave. Trust in God. Have faith in God. Give it to God. And let God work it out for you. You'll have so much more peace. God will comfort your heart. When you pray about that thing and release it, I'm telling you, just breathe, and you'll feel so much better. Whether you can see it or not, just know by faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, that God is working it out. It is a needless and wasted time and effort that should be spent on worthwhile things of God. It's a robber of faith. It steals your faith. It steals your peace and trust in a never-failing Heavenly Father. It's a stumbling block for others. It's a disgrace to God. Never be indulged in by Christians. Anticipating troubles, which seldom come to those who, even when trouble comes to them, God has prepared them or he got angels right by them to bear them up. Tormenting agents. Against God, man, nature, and against better judgment. It's mental cruelty to yourself and others. So for all of these things do the Gentiles seek. These are non-Jews, for your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But whatever you need today, no matter what it is, clothes, food, or money, or job, or better health, healing, no matter what it is, just know that God is able. And he is all of those things to those, not just those that believe, because God heals unbelievers also. So I know some people say he don't, but that's a whole lie. God heals people, period. He is the healer, the doctor. The doctor, but doctors don't heal. Nurses do not heal. God is our healer. He is. And he will always be. If you are healed, know this, man didn't do it. It is God. It's Jehovah Rapha. He's our healer. He's the one, not man. And I will never give man credit for nothing that God has healed me from and is going to heal, because I said, by his stripes, I'm healed. It didn't say by man's stripes. It said, by his stripes, I am healed. Thank the Lord today, and I pray. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God. Invite God into your heart today if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior. Trust in God. You trusted in many other things and they failed every time. Invite Jesus into your heart. And I'm going to lead you in this prayer right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come as a sinner. I repent of my sins. And I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would forgive me of my sins. I'm sorry for the things I've done and said. Come into my heart. Show me the way. Teach me your word. Teach me to walk the way you would have me to walk. Lead and guide me, God, that I won't go back to the things of the world, God. Help me to live a holy lifestyle, God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, and I believe you, God. I believe your son died for me. So I'm asking him to come into my life and be my Savior today. mercy, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. That's a starting point right there to invite him in, because he won't force his way in. And if you ask, if you pray that, and you just start to pick up your Bible, even if it's on your phone, start to listen to gospel, go to the Bible on your phone, start to read. And I tell everybody, go to the book of Psalms, start to read the Psalms just to get encouraged. A lot of people, it's hard for some of those other books. Some other books are harder to read for brand new people, so I try to not discourage them before they can get just some kind of footing. So I tell them to start with the book of Psalms, but ask God to lead you to a church where you can be taught. Don't join no church walking in the door. Just go in there, sit down and hear what they're saying and have your Bible with you. But join no church with Jesus. You're not going there to join a church. You're going there to hear the word of God, because you haven't been to but one place. Don't go there and join nowhere unless the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord leads you. And I doubt that very seriously. Don't do it. Also, you do it. Don't do that. I said, don't let nobody pressure you into joining a church nowhere when you really don't even know the truth of the gospel. You don't know if it's sound or you don't know if it's false doctrine. God bless you. I pray today that you've heard something. You know you need to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. And everything that we do, we should seek God first. Because anything you put before God, you are guaranteed to lose it. If you put it before God, you will not have it long. I thank you for listening in on today. God bless you. This is Apostle Smallwood with Matters of the Heart. Until next Friday, stay well. God bless you and your family. I hope you enjoyed the message today. Trust in God, because that's the only way any of us are going to make it. We must trust in God. Until next Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Thank you for joining in. God bless you. Back to you, Doctor.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Smallwood. Thank you so much. What a powerful word today. Apostle, thank you just for reminding us the matters of the heart does matter each and every day. I was taking some notes, Apostle. I don't know about everybody else out there. I took some notes today. Hallelujah. Hey, guys, I want to share with you what Apostle was saying. This is some serious stuff, folks. We're talking about eternity, our life. We are not going to be here forever, as the Apostle reminded us, guys. So we must get our heart right. We must get our heart right, folks, before God. Mm-hmm. We must trust God. That's what she was saying today. We must trust God. Now, you got to come on and get on board with this one right there, for sure.
Amen.
But I think, Apostle, because of the days and times when some people have come to God because they know they got to be something else going on other than what's going on in the world. So they have to trust God. So we thank God for that. Also, she talked about the matters of the heart involves eternity, folks. Come on, we're not going to be here forever in this body, that's for sure, but we will live forever. We will live forever with God if you believe. You got to believe it. And last but not least, she talked about the matters of the heart requires a relationship with God. Apostle reminded us today, if you just ask God, ain't nothing to do with religion, church, or nothing. Just ask God to reveal himself to you, and he'll do it because he knows you better than anybody. So thank you, Apostle.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
Incredible. So thank you so much for reminding us. You have challenged us. You've encouraged us. And you've even asked the person who may not even believe to come to believe. So we thank God for your word today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Apostle. Enjoy the
Praise
rest
God.
Of the day.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody, enjoy amen. The rest of the day. And we're going to leave you with a beautiful, beautiful song from Brother Andre Crouch and Brother Winans. Let the church say amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Apostle. We'll see you next time
God
on Matters
you.
Of the Heart
amen.
Broadcast. Amen. With Apostle Susia Smallwood. God bless you, everybody. Thank you.
Everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
To what His word
says,
God has spoken.
God has spoken. Church say, oh, 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 lift your hands wherever you are and let the church, amen, say, let the church say.
Dr. Susia Smallwood, we thank you so much for joining us. Please share this out because you never know who will be blessed today from the words and from the powerful message that Dr. Smallwood has shared with us today. Hey, have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Remember, your heart matters. Bye-bye.